This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Declare your independence on the Free Talk Live Network.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
No fear here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, on the Free Talk Live Network on Genesis. We're continuing our conversation with David Stelzer, founder and CEO of Azure Farm and Azure Standard, where you and your neighbors, refrigerated trucks delivered all over the country. You go put in your zip code, you go to Azure, A-Z-U-R-E, which is Spanish for blue, I think. It's a certain shade of blue that had, he'd explained it in the show of how he came up with that, but it is a standard that they have set to make sure that all of the distribution of products they either grow and know are organic on their 4,000 acre farm in Oregon, or they have other partners that make sure it is organic, raw materials are not crickets. I mean, just say it. And you can have it delivered to your neighborhood, in your garage, your carport, or the neighbors, everywhere around the everywhere. You go there and you put in your zip code or town, and you'll find your neighbors are already doing it. And you order the raw materials, the flour that they make on their processing facility there. Donna and I, my wife, have visited there. We spent days there. We've done hours of show with them. And now we're comfortable in recommending it to you. Please pay attention to what they have to say. It's for your life.
We have put together a line that we've put our own name on, the Azure Well brand, which you had one of those up a minute ago, that are ones that we have actually vetted. Now, and Susan's the one who went through cancer and got it, you know, and is in good health now, and went through that because of supplements. She has vetted those. There are no excipients in these. There's no fillers. There's no crap.
What's a excipient? I don't even know what that means.
That's like magnesium stearate to make. So if you read the fine print on your supplements, a lot of them will have something like that in it that will say, oh, magnesium stearate. Well, all that is it's a chemical compound that's supposed to be benign, but it's not completely benign, that makes the powder go into the capsule more easily. You know? Okay.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Whatever. Right. They can speed it up. You know.
Okay. Let's go ahead and look at this. Cleaning supplies. This is another thing too, because we've been in. We took a MCI bus and we converted it into an RV, and there's a lot of storage, and we put the studio in. We've been traveling the country during lockdown. We're just now back in Arizona. Purchasing land, building our home, that kind of thing. But we live on a bus. I mean, it's a nice, you know, bus, but it's a bus. So when we do cleaning stuff, if I'm cleaning the sink, cleaning the bathroom, cleaning the wall, cleaning the floor, I'm in it. I mean, it's right there. You know, I got a whole bunch more than, you know. So I'm looking for, I think I'd rather not be too chemicalized or kill myself with cleaning supplies. So tell me about cleaning supplies and the quality and health of them.
Yeah, so the ones with our name on them, we actually spent a fair amount of time. We have a scientist that we were working with. Now, those are not necessarily made 100% out of organic products, but they're made out of the absolute cleanest ingredients that actually work. It doesn't, you know, hey, it doesn't do any good to have some kind of a cleaning product that says dish soap and doesn't take grease off and leaves your dishes as greasy as they were before. So we have, so this is a product that actually does the job and at the same time does not have any harmful chemicals in it that would be in any way harmful to your health or truthfully to the environment. We want to make sure, since we sell to all these rural areas, people with septic tanks or maybe just are draining their dishwater out into their gardens, that this is 100% has no damaging effect on the environment in any way or on the soil. So those are the two criteria that we really focus on with
thank you. We got cleaners, cleaning, let's see, clothes, laundry, mops, brooms, brushes, odor control, soap. Yeah, odor control. They want to put all these plug-in things that poison you. You know, I'm just like, I don't trust that crap. I don't need, it smells like death. I'm not doing that. Oh, this is what I'm in a market for. All right. Take it. I got my bug assault, these damn flies, man. I will get me some, you know, and it's got my, you know, laser on it, you know. So I'm getting flies all over. You got a fly paper control fly, something like that. I want a bunch of them. You got something?
I don't know that we have fly paper, but I haven't found one of those that are perfect, work perfectly well.
You got a bug assault?
We have some like essential oils and such that will keep off things like mosquitoes. That's probably one of the places I don't have. Now, there are things that will, you know, if you can catch them at the source, diatomaceous earth works really well for insect control.
Well, we're in a rural area with farm animals, so they're gonna be here. I'm just like in the bus. I'm like, man, we've tried electronic stuff, plugged in stuff. Nothing works better than my bug assault, man. Let's go on safari. All right, boom. You know, and he was sad for there were no more flies to kill. Open the door. I need targets. But, you know, okay. If you had something, man, I'd be all over that. Let's take a look at these. See, we got kitchen, emergency preparedness. What the crap? You know, how much stuff are you doing? Holy moly. All right.
We have never really focused on emergency preparedness in the sense of, you know, putting things in buckets and stuff. But we do have the buckets, the Mylar bags that you can get. Those work really well. We have oxygen absorber packs that we sell. Obviously, all the canning jars, and some of those we have actually made ourselves or had made. We don't have a glass factory here, but we have them made to our specs. And they will actually hold up a lot better in canning than, you know, standard, canning jars that you get at the hardware store. As far as
I got like outdoor and garden products, fencing materials, man, what do you not do? Holy crap. You know, there's a bunch of this stuff that I'm in the market to go, you got it.
Yeah, with the homesteading community, finding high quality, you know, electric fence, we don't like carry standard fence that's the same as you can get at the hardware store. But if you're looking at something that actually works for, you know, keeping poultry or doing rotational grazing or something like that, that's the Gallagher that we carry is, you know, probably the top of the line for that kind of poultry netting. If you want to move your chicken pens around so you have grass fed, there's a whole line of thought in that direction. Those are the kinds of things we try to find the best that we can find to hit the community of people who are really caring about their health. You know, not everybody's going to have chickens, so, you know, and or enough acres to be able to put poultry netting up. But if you do, here's one that actually works. you know, that's,
you know, let's talk about the, you know, the quality. You know, what's your customer service? I don't like it. Now you did it wrong. How do they, you know, interface with you? And is that ever a concern?
Well, hey, you know, for starters, we actually have a customer service department and we actually answer the phone.
For starters.
a lot of these, you know, unlike most e-commerce companies, they don't have that anymore. But, you know, they're going to be able to work. You know, we pride ourselves on working with the customer to try to have as satisfied a customer as we possibly can. You know, and we have to create that balance between the perfect, you know, the perfect experience. So you tell me, hey, this doesn't work. You know, let's see what we can do to make it right. You know, but I
get the impression from the, you know, when you had your problem with they, them, those bugging you, you got a lot of national attention. And I, you know, I'm like, here we come to help. We're going to out them and explain it to them. But you didn't need me. There was freaking an army of people in support of you. Is it like as your standard seems to have developed into like its own community? And as you grow, has that atmosphere still maintained itself? I mean, you know, how would you describe your subscribers or users?
It is more like a community or a family. And the other cool part about that community is oftentimes it leaks into the local because you're getting your food at a drop point. So you're either meeting the truck or you're going to a Grange Hall or a church or someplace where the order gets dropped. Often there is a community around that. So you meet other people that are in your local community that have at least one thing in common. They are interested in healthy and organic food. So you have at least one thing in common and you go together. And so you end up meeting a lot of folks that way. Then there's like the online community where people are able to share, share recipes, share stories, share what works and what doesn't work. And there's a huge network of support around that. So, you know, okay, so we have, you know, maybe the naturopathic community, the homesteaders community. Some of the pictures you had up there a minute ago had, you know, Rory Feek. And, you know, Rory Feek is, you know, he's a great proponent, you know, obviously a very famous musician, but he's a big proponent of homesteading and getting back to the land and growing your own food and your own meat particularly. And he has, you know, he has a drop at his place and, you know, gets the, you know, the truck there. And he's created a community around that. And he even, you know, sometimes sells to the same people who come to get their Azure drop some of his excess eggs and, you know, meat and things like that, right? That he raises on his little farm.
Well, this is what we're doing. I mean, we're, you know, occupying the land, you know, with attainable house. So this is what we're building out here in the den. We did the ProNats, long story. But, you know, this is exactly what we would do. Yeah, you know, all right, come here. I got the Azure drop off of 15 pallets. I mean, you know, whatever. And what is the size of the order that you would have that you would deliver?
Well, our minimum order is not huge. We want to set up, if you, for an individual, we just ask for a $50 minimum order. That's it. It's like nothing. So you can, as long as you're, you know, a member of one of the drops. The drops, the absolute minimum, we start at like $550 if the truck's just stopping right next to where it's at already. Then, you know, it would go up from there based on how far out you are off of, you know, from where
we're doing it every month. It's going to be at least that or twice just to freaking fill my refrigerator and pantry. I mean, you know, for the month, it's so expensive now. That's another thing. Your pricing, how does it compare with, you know, Walmart or whatever? I mean, we're getting, of course, a lot more dense food. But, I mean, you know, talk to us about value price.
So the Azure's key to value is buying the, you know, is cooking at home. So if you're buying the ingredients, you're buying the fresh fruit, you're buying the fresh product, you're going to get a whale of a good deal. compared to Walmart or, you know, Costco or someplace like that. Quick into those D'Angelo pears. I think we are selling a 20-pound box for about $14. Those are transitional ones. Those are transitional organic. $14, yeah.
Transitional, what does that mean?
That means that they're using organic practices, but they have not fulfilled the full 3 years on that particular piece of ground. And I happen to know about that one because those are actually ours. Those are ones that we raised ourselves. So we actually bought an orchard nearby and had a bunch of pears on it. And it was from a conventional grower just 2 years ago. So we actually have one more year of transitional. So we'll have transitional again next year as well. And then it'll be completely organic as far as. But we do know that for 2 years, that's had no chemicals of any sort on it. And, you know, we're able to sell those pears for $14 for a 20-pound box. You can't really beat that.
Now, this is another thing I want the audience to know. When we went through the orchard and so on, there was, I mean, it's an orchard, you know, but it wasn't like, you know, super manicured or plowed or dissed or sprayed or whatever. It was, you know, in the wild plants. It looked organic. I mean, you know, but how are you doing your soil? Is there amendments? Is there processes? Are you, you know, a crap load of wood chips of mulch? You know, you get, you know, RVs dump their tankers. I mean, I have no idea. How are you preparing the soil?
No, definitely no RVs dumping their tanks. That doesn't happen in the orchard there. But on our orchards, we do a series of testing. So first of all, every year we do a soil test. We look at the soil and the balance of the nutrients one to another, that are the minerals particularly that are in the soil. So for instance, the ratio of calcium and magnesium is extremely important. The magnesium has to be, about 11 to 1 calcium to magnesium. Here in our orchard, for instance, we have relatively high magnesium soils. So even though our calcium is sufficient, if you were to look at a standard soil test, because our magnesium is high, we actually have to supplement with calcium to create the balance. And when you're dealing with healthy soil, it's all about balance. So I'm just using that as an example, but there's a ton of different nutrients that need to be in balance. So in order to get healthy, because really we're not feeding the plant, we're feeding the microorganisms that live in the soil. Those microorganisms that live in the soil are what feeds the plant. It's not us that feeds the plant or the stuff that we put on there. We're just creating a healthy environment for the microbes to live in. All right.
So what do you add? Oyster shells or something? Or,
well, in our case, most of the time we're adding gypsum for calcium because we're typically a little bit low in sulfur as well. So gypsum is calcium sulfate. It's a calcium that is mined. It's from freshwater shells, basically, that have, you know, died in lake beds over however many years, or the flood or something, and that's mined. And we would typically use that. But, yeah, you could use other things.
So it's like crushed up drywall, you know, that white powder that you make gypsum board with or something like that.
Yeah, it's similar, except, you know, it's more pure. It's make sure that
it doesn't. I understand. Just so people kind of get an idea what
it
is.
Same thing. It's white, basically white powder that we put on, and that's a calcium source. You know, and
so you got a lab there? You got your little, you know, science experiments in the, you know, room back there somewhere?
We don't really have our own full-blown lab. We actually send it off to other places. Okay. Fortunately, we have a good friend who actually interned kind of on our farm years ago, who has a lab in Portland now. And so we use his lab a lot. And so,
you know, one thing I wanted to point out to the audience, you look in the back left behind, or well, his right shoulder behind him, you see all these different clocks because they have time zones for your shipping around the country, I would imagine.
This used to be the customer service office. Now most of our customer service is remote all over, and so I'm down here in the main office now. I used to have my own office, but it burned with the warehouse, and it hasn't got rebuilt yet. So,
oh, I remember that office, like the second floor up there above the process. Is that whole building there? That's what burned?
That building's the one that burned, yes.
Yeah, but it was kind of the older part of it, so you got new, freshy, whatever.
I don't have it there yet at all. I don't have the office built. It's still open there right now.
Yeah, I thought of that. There's so many food processing. So many food processing places were, I don't know if they're under attack, but it was kind of kawinky-dink at a lot of places like yours were burning. And I'm going, yeah, of course they did. You know, and then saw that you guys are still in operation and expanding. Screw them. I mean, you know, so I'm like, all right, you demand. So this has been a great area. I want to give you an opportunity. Anything else you want to share with the audience before you go?
Hey, just... Azure's mission here is to support families that want to eat healthy. And I really encourage folks to feed your family healthy, especially if you have children, especially young children. The habits that they make in their growing up years, that will be what they have for the next generations to come, or definitely for the rest of their life. And so I really want to encourage everyone to think about the way that, you know, you feed your family. And Azure's mission is here to support you to do that the best that you possibly can. You know, we want to support, hey, if you're growing a garden, go for it. You can't get better than that. But don't use glyphosate on it. Don't use any of that crap. You know, do it.
Do you have seeds, too? I think I remember you having seeds, don't you?
We do. We have garden seeds. We even sell the plant starts in the spring, usually middle of March to about the middle of June. We have the plant starts. We do have some of the organic fertilizers that you're able, you know, to get through Azure. Most of those work really good for gardening.
Who competes with you? I don't know anyone that, I mean, you know, I get Walmart will come, you know, Amazon will drop me off a bag or something, but, you know, bleh, you know, so this is, you know, is there anyone in the country that does even similar to the amount of variety and capability and speed and quality that you do?
Well, I hope not.
I've never even heard anybody that does this.
I hope we're a little bit out in front.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA News Update. Donald Trump is sharply criticizing Democrats and the media for their portrayal of remarks he delivered over the weekend at a rally in Ohio. Trump stirred controversy by suggesting there would be a bloodbath in the event of his defeat in November's election. However, on Truth Social, he contended his words were deliberately misconstrued, clarifying that he was specifically referring to the potential devastation of the auto industry under a second Biden administration. Authorities in Nashville have discovered the bank card of Riley Strain, a Missouri student who has been missing for for over a week. The card was found along the Cumberland River by two local women who have volunteered to assist in the search. The majority of Americans dismiss former President Trump's claims of immunity. According to a recent Politico magazine Ipsos survey, 70% of respondents stated they do not support U.S. presidents being shielded from criminal prosecution for alleged offenses committed while in office. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Or declare your independence with Ernest Hancock.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. In addition to being one of the world's first cryptocurrencies, Dash was the first crypto project with a decentralized autonomous organization that to this day continues to improve and promote Dash. Thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month for this sponsorship. It's easy to get and use Dash. You can learn more at Dash.org. That's Dash.org. Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, on the Free Talk Live Network on Genesis. We're continuing our conversation with David Stelzer, founder and CEO of Azure Farm and Azure Standard, which is a standard of organic food that is available and shipped in refrigerated trucks all over the country. And you just put in your zip code, you go to Azure Standard. AZURE standard.com, and you just put in your town name or your zip code, and boom, where you can have pallets of organic food, raw material, flour, healthcare products, high personal hygiene supplements that are organic. And I know this. My wife and I years ago went and spent a few days with them, did a three-hour show from there. It was awesome. And now we're going to be an affiliate for them. When we revamped the show and we wanted to redo our website and focus on how we could best serve our listeners and our readers, well, it's definitely going to be a food thing, and we sought them out. And this show will tell you why. Enjoy. Who competes with you? I don't know anyone that, I mean, you know, I get Walmart will come, you know, Amazon will drop me off a bag or something, but, you know, bleh, you know, so this is, you know, is there anyone in the country that does even similar to the amount of variety and capability and speed and quality that you do?
Well, I hope not.
I've never even heard anybody that does this.
I hope we're a little bit out in front. I guess if I were to say that there is a competitor that, you know, is out there, you know, probably Costco is the place that a lot of our customers would go to if they're not buying from Azure. Not that I'm a big fan of Costco. It's just, you know, it's just the other place you can buy a little bit more bulk food. Not, you know, and they're not vetting it, I'll guarantee you. Not,
and
not
I ain't like, deliver neither. Yeah. So this is, I, you know, this is, David, this has been, you know, David Stelzer. Is that how you say it, Stelzer?
Yep, that's right.
I win.
Woohoo!
Okay, David Stelzer is the guy. Right there, you see him, guy. Multi-generational, 100 years kind of thing. You know, grandpa, how far does it go back?
Well, my grandfather is the one who started the farm here. He was a first generation immigrant from Ukraine, actually, and so he was the first farmer in America. He came over in about I think about 1912 or somewhere in that ballpark, right before World War I. And then he, and then you have the picture up here. That's my mom and dad here on the right, and they're still living on the farm. And then my wife and I here, and this is my son and his wife. It's just one of my sons, and then a couple of their children, a couple of my grandchildren, down at the bottom.
The children get to play in the orchard without fear of getting chemically freaking cancer.
Absolutely. You know, a little girl here, that's Zach's daughter, and she lives exactly right across the orchard from my house. So she walks, her and her little brother, they'll walk over almost every day through the orchard to come visit.
What an awesome life.
Yeah.
You win. Good on you, man. You win. For the win,
hey.
David Stelzer. David Stelzer, thank you very much. Azure Standard, A-Z-U-R-E, standard.com. AzureStandard.com. Yeah, why Azure? I know it means blue or something, but how did that come about?
Well, way in the early years, when I first started delivering the grains back in the old Chevy Love pickup, we were looking at, hey, what do we really, you know, what is our mission and our goal? And it's to do it right. It's to grow food right. You know, been into organic already by then, almost 20 years. I'm really interested in, you know, setting a standard of doing things right. And blue, you know, typically stands for law, justice, right. That's why we have a field of blue in the U.S. flag with the white stars in it. It's the background of law with all the states and, you know, the stars in the background. You know, that's in heraldry, that's what it's always stood for. So we got to thinking about it. Hey, we want to create a standard, a blue standard or a right standard of eating. Or growing food, really, at that time was more of the growing. And so we thought, oh, well, you know, we're not. So got a little bit creative with it and said, well, Azure is the right shade of blue. It's like the shade of the, you know, the summer sky from the top of a mountain. The blue sky signifies, you know, God's law and justice that surrounds the earth. And so let's, if we're going to try to make a difference in how it, you know, how organic food is marketed, we called it the Azure Standard, the blue standard, or the standard of doing it right.
Beautiful story, man. That's awesome. Awesome, 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 awesome. You know, is your family, your children, your sons, daughters, I mean, are they, they're enthusiastic about carrying this on?
Mostly, yes. Yeah. Well, I have 11 children, so
there's some in there. How many grandchildren you got so far?
10. But I got 10, a couple 10. More on the way.
I got 4 kids. I got 12, man.
I think maybe you're a little ahead of our youngest is 13. So
Your youngest grandchild?
No, my youngest child is 13.
You the freaking man. So this is all right.
So Zach's David, my oldest. He's here in this picture. So
he's how old? 30 something?
Yeah, about that. 31, I think.
Well, guys, they're young, man. You started a little later. Holy crap, man. You know, this is so encouraging, and it's such a good example of, like, your standard. We have our standards too, and we wanted to make sure that we can maintain that and the trust with our audience, and that something that I could, you know, point to this show and say that we've, Donna and I have actually gone there. I know what the grandchildren are playing in. I've seen the orchards and the fields and the wheat fields and the, you know, and the processing and making of flour and the warehouses, and looked at their product lines, and it just keeps getting bigger, you know. And I just know when you got the standard and Dad says, you know, that's what it is. And you got your father there, you know, kind of peeking over the, you know, shoulder too. So this is awesome. You know, thanks for spending the time with me. This is really, you know, good to get caught up again. And we'll be, you know, starting to push you here in the next few weeks. We got it up, but we're going to start, you know, redesigning everything and emphasizing what you do more. And I appreciate you spending this extra time with me, David. Thank you very much.
Very, very glad to do it. Thanks so much. And I appreciate what you're trying to do here. Thank you.
I'm glad you're there so we can do it. Peace. Well, that was informative and inspiring. AzureStandard.com, where you can get organic food supplements, personal hygiene products in one place, and I've visited there. There is no, the whole reason I went there was because they resisted the government trying to force them to control their weeds with glyphosate. And I remember the county supervisor going, "Yeah, you cheated. You used the internet." So we did a lot to help them back then. And I'm glad that we've made use of them personally, but now I want to share this with the rest of our audience and so on. We're going to be making another big order. So that was awesome. Now, what I'm going to be able for the rest of the show, I wanted to introduce you to a Argentine young woman that we met here in Arizona as part of the Project Arizona, where they have young entrepreneurs come and visit every year. And we always interview all for, God, a decade. I mean, it's been a long time. They'll have like about eight of them from all over Europe, Asia, India, Nepal, Russia, Ukraine, Poland, Czechoslovakia, Argentina, you know, Peru. It's been very interesting meeting these young people. Sometimes, like from Japan, the language barrier is a little bit there, but we get it out. And what happens is, right when Javier Milei was during his campaign last November in 23, it was right when this was coming up, and he wins. Well, before he actually won, the young, you know, libertarian, anarchist, voluntarist, anarcho-capitalist from Argentina, the young woman, a lot of her career, her education was all in espousing this philosophy, you know, doing conferences. That's how she spoke at an event in Europe, and that's how she got tapped into coming to Project Arizona, and I really liked her. She's a nice young woman. So Maria Lobo Murga is from Argentina. She's a graduate of the Project Arizona, and we talked about Javier Milei and his rise to leadership, and that he had just given his speech, his presentation to World Economic Forum, and said, "You guys are the problem," which was awesome. So we wanted to see how things are going in Argentina now. What's the culture shift? The people, are they behind it? What age group? Who is in opposition? How's that going? So you'll find this conversation very interesting. I'll try and get as much of our conversation edited in to tonight's show, but you can always go to freedomsphoenix.com at the the top right, you'll have the banner that goes to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock, and all the complete shows are there. Now, you can just go to Declare Your Independence with ErnestHancock.com, but that's kind of long. And then you'll have all the show guy hot great shows there. And I try and pick some of the best ones for you guys here on the network. Enjoy.
We're here at Declare Your Independence. Me, Ernest Hancock. Ooh, hello. It's going to be very nice, very nice, very nice. We're going to have a good time today. What we're going to be doing is kind of a special treat for y'all. You want to know what's up? What's up? What's up in Argentina? Well, Maria Lobo Murga. I practiced it. I tried. I was good for. I knew I was going to forget 3 minutes later. The it's Murga Maria Lobo Lobo Murga. Whatever, Murga. Maria's going to say it for us so we know how we say her name, because we want to say her name. Go ahead.
Okay, Maria Lobo Murga. It's Murga. My name.
Murga. All right. I apologize if I do it wrong, but Maria, we've met before. Maria was a part of the Project Arizona here in Arizona is entrepreneurs and like-minded libertarian individuals from around the world. I mean, we've had, you know, China, Taiwan, Nepal, Poland, Georgia, Italy, United Kingdom, Ukraine, you know, it's amazing, from all over the world. It just so happened that when we interviewed the students this last winter, November, around in there, what happened, that was when Javier Milei was making all kinds of noise, and it came across our radar screen because he was on podcasts and radio stations just calling the elite or the politicos or the bureaucrats, he just hammering on them. They're scumbag pieces of crap, and he wasn't pulling his language or nothing. He was just really slapping them around. Now, the first mainstream media in the United States that we got, I think it was the Washington Post or Times or something, they go like this. They go, well, there's this guy, Javier Milei, but he has funny hair like Trump. That was it. And I'm like going, what the crap? That's your evaluation? You know, then we find out that, you know, he wears Captain NCAP superhero outfit and everything. So we're like, woohoo, that's cool. Now, what happened was, there was a book, I can't remember what the name of it was, Morning Something, but it was a book that got to Javier Milei from Doug Casey. Doug Casey was on the show a couple weeks ago, and he was saying, yeah, made sure he got, when he read that book, then he started calling himself, you know, an anarcho-capitalist. And it's always some little bit of information. It's a tipping point that goes over. Now, Maria was from Argentina, here visiting for, you know, a month or two here in the United States. And we have some pictures that we'll scroll of her being at the Arizona Supreme Court, getting some classes in Constitution by Clint Bullock, a good friend of ours, that is a Supreme Court justice. Then we have... I'm sorry?
It's a good friend of mine now.
Very cool. I'm sure he is. You know, he's very supportive of you guys, especially Argentina, Javier. We're all excited about this. You know, we'll see what's happening. So then we have a conversation with Maria. We get to find out a little bit about her. That link to that show is, I'm sure, Donna, if she hadn't already, she's going to put it in the archive, and you can go listen to that show, and we'll get a lot more personal details about Maria and her upbringing. I'm always getting, why are you like this? Why? What did your grandmother say? You know, so we already did that, you know. That was last show. So now that she's gone back to Argentina, her goal, I would imagine, as you stated before, expansion of this. It's time to hit the ground running. It's time to add fuel to the fire, man. Woo! We're going to get to be libertarian in Argentina, which was not the atmosphere recently. You, oh, you're a liberal. What? You know, you're a liberal. You're a classic liberal, you know, libertarian. And that didn't go over well. So I want to make sure that we touch base with Maria and find out after he's been in, he starts lopping off a bunch of government. He goes to the World Economic Forum and tells all them they're wrong. And then he, and there's something about that I wanted to mention too, but, and he started lopping off a bunch of government employees. So this is interesting from Maria's perspective to share on the ground what's going on and how it'll affect her future decisions. Now, the one thing I wanted to throw it to you, and you can just monologue me, tell me everything from the time that you know, heard of him, went through your impression, what changed, the election, you going back, how things are going now, what the populace is going on, all the unions are freaking hell, no, you know, so we'll see what's going on there. But when he gave the presentation at the World Economic Forum, there was the translation that you get, and I listened to the translation, you know, the guy trying to translate, he's talking, all right, cool, you know, and I know a little bit of Spanish, so I, you know, got by and understood what was up. But then I saw a version of it, you know, without subtitles, without, it was artificial intelligence that converted his speech to English in his voice with his lip sync. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't. Oh my God.
Man, you got to get that. Let me do this.
Yes.
In English? Yeah, so she's going to send it to you, so you have this. If they did it in English, that means they did it in some other languages. So Javier Milei got exposed to our audience around the world in English, with his mouth matching English in his voice. So I'm going, ooh, you got some of the technology now. I wish we had this kind of stuff. This is awesome. So a lot of the messaging, which is why where Arizona Project started, you know, was Yasik did Language of Liberty with Glenn Kripe. Language of Liberty, a lot of this stuff was done in English. Well, because a lot of the founders, you know, John Locke, a lot of, you know, really freedom-oriented material, a lot of it's in English. So you get it converted and translated and so on. But to be able to have someone speaking their own native tongue and then it come out in their voice as a native tongue of the audience, what the crap, okay? Just saying, that's, we got that now. So, with that said, that's another tool put in your, you know, your quiver. I just want to make sure you get that. So, start with, from the time, your experience here in Arizona, you went back, there was the election, then there's the after the election, you got plenty to tell us. Now, I'll give you a little bit of your bio here, just so they know we got someone's skills. She has a degree in economics from the National University of Tucumán. She was a scholarship recipient of various programs, United Nations Development Program, which they have, you know, here in high school and colleges here. You know, like, ooh, you're a leader. You're an influence. We want you to get UNized, you know. So anyway, so I doubt that had a lot of impact on Maria. Now, she taught, that was taught at the University of Buenos Aires, managing to assist the Cachaqui communities of northern Argentina. I guess that's a native tribe there. She has a diploma in conflict transformation from the Autonomous University of Barcelona in Barcelona, Spain. She was distinguished as an outstanding student in the certification of competitions and oppositions of the European Union in Barcelona. She was a scholarship recipient of the Young Leaders Program of the Friedrich Naumann Foundation, Young Leaders Program, the Young Front Movement. She's currently pursuing a master's degree in politics and government at the University of São Paulo in Tucumán, Argentina. So what I'm seeing here in this bio, Maria, is this is a resume of a politico, somebody that wants to be involved in government, somebody that wants to, you know, something. What is it you want to do, and how is it that, you know, you kind of got the Arizona Project with a libertarian freedom orientation, and how are you bringing that back? I want to know what your real politics are, your philosophical understanding, and then bring that to where you came to Arizona, through Arizona, you go back to Argentina, Javier Milei. So, go.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Ernie. Yes, when you read my background, it seems that I am really a politician, but I am really a person who cares about society. I have born in a place that have been poor, very poor, in the last 20 years.
Population, yeah, it's called Argentina.
Yes, but my city almost and mostly in Argentina, that is in the north of Argentina. And this poor way of living made me feel that I had to do something. So I study economics, and I study free market economics, because in my university I could choose that and be able to study free market economics. And then I made many postgraduate studies and you know, grants, and going through one part of the globe to another, to Barcelona and then to United States. I have been in India, I have been in different parts of the world. And I realized that poverty is mainly in our heads. You know, you are poor when you don't have something to eat. But if you don't have liberty in your mind, if you don't feel educated as a free individual, it is very difficult to reach that material freedom, you know? So I became in the movement of liberty in about 6 years ago. And then I started in politics to make some change in my province. I think I couldn't make the change I wanted to see in my province, so I went away, and now I'm in Buenos Aires. And when I was in Project Arizona last October and November, it was because I was doing some conference on August for Liberty International World Conference in Madrid.
Headlines being wrong. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.